This is Fresh Air. We have a Valentine for you. You may know Tom Robbins as the author of the novels Still Life with Woodpecker, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, Another Roadside Attraction, and Jitterbug Perfume. Well, he's also written the introduction to a new book of photographs called A Kiss is Just a Kiss. It's based on an exhibition that San Francisco art dealer Bruce Velick put together, a collection of classic photographs of people mouth-to-mouth and cheek-to-cheek, lovers, friends, and family. Robbins has written a meditation on the kiss, and he's going to read some of it for us.
Kissing is our greatest invention. On the list of great inventions, it ranks higher than the thermos bottle in the Airstream trailer, higher even than room service, probably because the main reason room service was created was so that people could stay in bed and kiss without starving. Mirrors are a marvelous invention as well, yet their genesis didn't require a truckload of imagination, the looking glass being merely an extension of pond surface made portable and refined. Kissing, on the other hand, didn't imitate nature so much as it restructured it. Kissing molded the face into a new shape called the pucker, and then, like a renegade fruit welder, soldering scoops of musk melon to halves of cherries, it combined puckers, made them compatible, interchangeable, malleable, and then animated them. Thomas Edison, turn off your dim bulb and take a hike. Tradition informs us that kissing, as we know it, was invented by medieval knights for the utilitarian purpose of determining whether their wives had been tapping the mead barrel while the knights were away on crusades. If history is accurate for once, the kiss began as an osculatory wiretap, or oral snoop, a kind of alcoholic chastity belt after the fact. Form is not always faithful to function, however, and eventually, kissing for kissing's sake became popular in the courts, spread into tradesmen, peasants, and serfs. And why not? For kissing is fun, and kissing is sweet. It was as if all the atavistic sweetness remaining in civilized, Christianized Western man were funneled into kissing and kissing alone. Kissing is the glory of the human species. All animals copulate, but only humans kiss. Parakeets rub beaks? Sure they do. But only little old ladies who murder school children with knitting needles to steal their lunch money so that they can buy fresh kidneys for kitty cats would place bird billing in the realm of the true kiss. There are primatologists who claim that apes exchange oral affection. But from here, the sloppy smacks of chimps look pretty rudimentary. They're probably just checking to see if their mates have been into the fermented bananas. No random beast-to-beast snout friction may give narrators of wildlife films an opportunity to plumb new depths of anthropomorphic cuteness, but it doesn't cut the cherub-flavored mustard in the osculation department. Psychologists claim that talking to pets is a socially acceptable excuse for talking to ourselves. That may say something interesting about those of you who kiss your pets, but you shouldn't let it stop you. Smooch your bulldog if you're so inclined. Bust your sister, your brother, your grandpa, and anybody's bouncing baby. No kiss is ever wasted, not even on the lottery ticket kiss for luck. Kiss trees, favorite books, bowling balls. Old Jews sometimes kiss their bread before eating it, and those are good kisses, too. They resonate in the ether. The best kisses, though, are those between lovers, because those are the consequential ones, the risky ones, the transformative ones, the ones that call the nymphs and satyrs back to life, the many-layered kisses that we dive into as into a fairy tale frog pond or the warm whirlpool of our origins. The fact that we enjoy watching others kiss is probably some sort of homing instinct. In any case, it explains the popular appeal of Hollywood and Paris. Who can forget the elastic thread of saliva that for one brief but electrifying second connected Yvonne DiCarlo to Dan Duryea in Black Bart? And Joni Mitchell's line, "In France they kiss on Main Street," set thousands of the romantically intrigued to pack in their bags for Orly. We are drawn to that strange galactic light that surrounds all who doth embrace, even more than we are drawn to the wonders of nature. For ultimately, what good are mountains and moons except as backdrops for lovers? and where would lovers be without the kiss? No other flesh like lip flesh, no meat like mouth meat. The musical clink of tooth against tooth, the wonderful curiosity of tongues.
Tom Robbins reading from his Introduction to A Kiss is Just a Kiss, edited by Bruce Velick and published by Harmony Books. Tom Robbins' fifth novel, Skinny Legs and All, will be out this April. This is Fresh Air.